An exhibition at the Science History Institute in Philadelphia tracks the scientific and cultural revolutions of synthetic dyes. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports, chemical dyes changed the textile industry for better and for worse.
In 1864, Empress Eugenie of France attended the Paris Opera wearing a dress of such vibrant green, it made the newspapers the next day. It was a color that had not been possible with natural dyes, only by a new synthetic dye that would later be called Paris green. It became a fashion rage. Unfortunately, Paris green is made with arsenic, which poisons the wearer. When it became understood that these green clothes were causing sickness, skin lesions, even death, some fashionistas at the time said, I'm okay with that.
Okay, we figured out that if I sweat in a green dress, I'll vomit. So I'll only wear it when it's cold out. We found out that it gives me rashes in my fingers. I'll wear glove liner.
Curator Elizabeth Perry Drago is describing justifications people used to wear clothes dyed with arsenic. She put together the exhibition Bold, Color from Test Tube to Textile at the Science History Institute in Philadelphia.
Talk about how powerful color is culturally. This color is fashionable, and so people don't immediately get rid of it.
The exhibition describes the birth of synthetic dyes, discovered by accident in 1864 by a young chemist named William Perkin, to how synthetic dyes and fabrics came to dominate the global textile industry. In one section, Drago displays 1960s fashions that insisted color should be fun, a Barbie pink women's suit, and an aggressively patterned underwear set by the Italian designer Emilio Pucci, known as the Prince of Prints.
I did not know about the Barbie movie when we were conceiving this. I absolutely promise. I promise I did not know Margot Robbie was going to wear Pucci on the runway promoting the Barbie movie. But she did.
The exhibition also gets into the darker side of dyeing. It could be toxic. In the 1930s, there was an epidemic of bladder cancer at a DuPont textile mill in Wilmington, Delaware. And to get the color blue on blue jeans, one of the single most consumed articles of clothing in the world, requires environmentally hazardous corrosive chemicals. Becky Flax, an assistant professor of textile design at Thomas Jefferson University, said many of her students are now returning to small-batch natural dyes.
Part of the problem that we experienced in the 40s and 50s when all of these new things came onto the market, they just ramped up production without knowing the full impact of everything. Because of that, we now see different impacts. It's about thinking through the entire life cycle of what you intend to make.
Bold, Color from Text Tube to Textile will be on view at the Science History Institute until the end of the summer. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.